This morning, I'm going to talk about dealing with unhappy customers and how to turn a bad situation around. When things go wrong, many people's first reaction is to be very angry and demand that it be dealt with immediately. So, whether the complaint is on social media, the phone, or in an email, act as quickly as you can to resolve the situation. However, don't go making offers without checking the facts, as that can be almost as bad as not resolving it. Customers like to know that a company cares about them. With social media and emails, respond immediately by apologising and indicating that you are looking into the complaint and will contact the person as soon as you can. But then don't fall into the trap of taking too long. It's important to treat each complaint as a priority. If necessary, imagine that if you do not solve the problem, you could lose your job. That's a good way to focus your mind. Then get back to the customer with a solution as quickly as you can. And if you can give a customer a little more than they expect, they are likely to become your most loyal customer. Many employees in customer service are dependent on the manager to give them permission to solve problems. All customer-facing staff should be able to solve as many complaints as possible without referring back to someone who may not be available at the time. This is where a comprehensive company policy and good training can be invaluable. These can help to ensure that similar problems don't occur again. A company must create a culture of good service and respect for the customer. It should keep accurate records of every communication between the company and the customer for each complaint, so that everyone knows what's happened or is happening and can use this information to either improve a service or make sure something similar doesn't happen again.